Hi there. The word for you today is appreciate your pastor. In Hebrews 5 verse 1, the New Living Translation, we read, "The high priest is only a man." When it comes to appreciating your pastor, notice four principles about the priest in the Bible. The very interesting number one, it says, "The high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God." So let's be clear. Your pastor was chosen from among human beings, not angels. Number two, again, we're reading from Hebrews 5, verse 1, 2, and 3. Quote, "Because he is human, he is able to deal gently with the people, for he is subject to the same weaknesses they have." You know, the reason your pastor can empathize with you is because he fights many of the same battles you do. Charles Spurgeon said, "An untested, unscarred pastor can never fully be used of God." Number three, Hebrews 5, verse 3, quote, "That is why he has to offer sacrifices both for their sins and for his own sins." Now, this may come as a shock, but pastors fail too, and they need God's grace. Don't think because your pastor is a great preacher that he doesn't struggle with his family, his finances, his fears, and his flesh. Actually, he may struggle more, for Satan would rather knock out one general than 100 foot soldiers. When you fail, you can go to your pastor, but when he fails, who can he go to? Think about that. And the fourth thing that's written here in Hebrews 5 verse 4 is, "No man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God." Did you get that? Called by God. Your pastor didn't call himself, God called him. So before you criticize him, ask yourself, have I prayed for him? Before you pronounce judgment, ask yourself, is God dealing with him or her in ways I don't know? Someday you and your children may need your pastor's prayers and counsel. So please, don't tear down today what you need to be strong for you tomorrow. Okay?